Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today, we get Christmas in July with The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. This is episode number 321, and it originally aired on December 24th, 1946. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Bing Crosby.
For the safety of your smile, use Pepsodent twice a day. See your dentist twice a year. Tonight, from the Veterans Administration Hospital at Sawtelle, California, Lever Brothers Company presents the Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Bing Crosby.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from the Sawtelle Veterans Hospital on Christmas Eve Hope, telling all you guys that using Pepsodent will never hurt your purse, and when you whisper sweet nothings in the ear of your nurse, you'll never have to worry if your teeth are in right or in reverse. Yes, sir. Here we are at the Veterans Administration Hospital at Sawtelle. That's a medical term, meaning jab the needle in my left arm this time, nursey. I've already rented my right one out for a piccolo. I had a little trouble getting Crosby into the hospital. Dr. Hubbard took one look at him and said it was too late. They really have a lot of ground here at Sawtelle. This morning, a doctor was making a tour of inspection and discovered three Spanish-American War veterans still firing. And they have three kinds of passes here, 24-hour, 36-hour, and I'm in the tunnel. Try and get me. And I found out why they call this Sawtelle. I went through that Wilshire tunnel, and the things I saw, I'd never tell. Most of these patients here are ambulatory. Ambulatory, that's a nurse's expression, meaning for heaven's sakes, doctor, trip him the next time we come around the building. One of these nurses was missing yesterday, and they couldn't figure out what had happened to her until they saw one of the patients chasing his duffel bag down the hall. But I'm thrilled that I'm here. I had Christmas Eve dinner with these veterans, and before we started to eat, I made a very appealing talk, but I still had to pay. What a dinner. It's a memory I'll never forget. I've got the scars to remind me. These veterans really went after that food. It's the first time I ever saw a diving board in a gravy bowl. They ate 10 pounds of cranberries before somebody told them they were supposed to take them out of the cans first. One poor guy was on a liquid diet. He dampened the turkey before he swallowed it whole. And after they'd finished everything inside, I said, "Shall I call the waiter?" They said, "No, call the cook. He's got more meat on him." But it's a wonderful Yuletide, and I gave away a lot of fine, expensive presents this year. It's been a wonderful Christmas. I've been a regular Santa Claus.
It takes more than a pouch to make a Santa, Hope.
Oh, you're still up there in my head, eh, Conscience? What's wrong with you now?
Well, you didn't give me a present.
Why should I? All you ever gave me was dandruff.
What about the time I saved your life when you were a baby?
I don't remember your saving my life.
Who do you think stopped your father from drowning you?
But I guess I do owe you something, Conch. After all, you've stuck with me through thick and thin.
Only through thick, Hope. Remember, I'm in your head.
Anyway, why should I give you anything for Christmas? What'd you ever do for me?
What'd I ever do for you? Why, Robbie boy, I've done a lot for you. Remember when you were a little boy, you were crossing the railroad tracks, you didn't see a train coming? Suddenly, a little voice warned you just in time. I saved your life.
That's right, I remember, Conch. Why, you saved my life. If it weren't for you, there would be no Bob Hope.
Yeah, can you blame me for staying up here and never showing my face?
Poor Miriam, poor Miriam, neglected using Miriam, so her singing smile had no winning style.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Oh, no.
Not you.
Let go.
So, folks, don't be like Miriam, use Miriam.
The first time you try the new improved Pepsodent toothpaste, something wonderful happens to you. Your teeth look so radiantly bright. Your whole mouth feels so gloriously clean. For this new Pepsodent with Irium cleans in a way no other toothpaste can. You notice first its difference in taste. This new Pepsodent has a cleaner, brighter taste. That means cleaner, brighter teeth. Next, you feel the difference in the way it cleans. This new Pepsodent contains more Irium, so it gives an abundance of invigorating foam. It cleans in between and around your teeth better, and cleans your breath better, too. Remember, Pepsodent alone among toothpaste gives you this active Irium foam. It sweeps dulling film away, uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Let your taste tell you, let your mirror show you that something wonderful happens the moment you change to this new Pepsodent toothpaste with Irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Miriam, so her singing smile had the winning style.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Come smart.
I'll say
it. So folks, just be like Miriam, use Miriam.
Here is the beautiful Columbia Recording singing star to sing a very appropriate song, a Christmas song, Miss Doris Day.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. The choir, the folks dressed up like Eskimos, everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna fight to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple faith to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways,
Miss Doris Day. Very nice. And now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have with us a veteran who has a few words to say to you on this Christmas Eve. A veteran who is one of our great leaders with a soft spot in his heart for all of you. He is a man who has fought with you in war and is fighting for you in peace. The boss man of the entire Veterans Administration, General Omar Bradley.
Hello, Bob. Thank you for this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to all veterans everywhere, but especially to those who are in VA hospitals tonight. I'm sorry that so many of you must spend this Christmas under medical care. We're doing everything possible to make your Christmas as happy as it can be, away from home, in a hospital bed. I hope that by next year, we will have many of you back on your feet so that you can celebrate Christmas at home with your families. And now, speaking for the thousands of you in our hospitals, I want to thank Bob Hope and all his associates of radio, motion pictures, and stage for remembering that the war is not over for thousands of veterans. Wherever there are sick and wounded veterans tonight, I know they would want me to tell you, Bob, how much it means to be remembered, how nice it is to be included in your Christmas parties and shows. We know that you will be with us again throughout the coming year.
Thank you very much, General Omar Bradley. We all consider it a privilege to entertain these veterans. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very interesting to visit hospitals such as this one here at Sawtell. You never know whom you're going to meet. Well, Miss Vera Vague. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Miss Vera Vague, Santy's auntie.
Well, Mr. Hope, dunder's blunder.
Well, now, Miss Vague, here it is the time of the year you're supposed to show goodwill toward all men.
Goodness, is there a season for us?
Yes, there is, Miss Vague, and this is it, Christmas. Today we must love our fellow man.
Oh, you silly boy. Why do you think I've been visiting the wards?
Well, tell me, did you make any headway with the boys, Miss Vague?
Well, I was doing fine until the nurse made me take off the red robe. Now, believe me, Mr. Hope, a pretty girl just isn't safe going through these wars.
Is that so? And how did you find it?
Oh! Oh, you dear bunion brain. Yes. Run down to X-ray and find out why your head rattles. Yeah. No, really, Mr. Hope, visiting awards was just wonderful, and every one of the boys gave me the sweetest smile.
Well, naturally, they have to be quiet in the hospital. They're not permitted to laugh out loud.
Oh, bless your heart. Don't you know people in glass heads shouldn't throw stones? Realize that I studied nursing for years. I'm a trained nurse.
Who trained you, Frank Buck?
Go on, make fun of me. I don't care. I have a blind date with a cute boy in the tunnel at 8. I have to be there at 7.
At 7? Why an hour early? Anxious?
No, but I want plenty of time to short circuit the light.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Verbay. And now, folks, I have a big surprise for you. I'm playing Santa tonight for the boys here. And so as to not disappoint them, here's the bag now. Bing Crosby, right here.
Well, good old trout snout. How goes it, my Pepsodent Pinocchio?
Tell me, Lord.
Is it a lime cola on you or something?
Tell me, Lard, does my broadcast have anything to do with your being here? Or did you just come in for your regular shots?
Now, just a moment. This is Christmas, the season of good cheer and good fellowship. Mm-hmm. Why don't we forego for tonight this girlish vilification and be chums?
Oh, no!
Be pals.
Oh, break it up for us peasants, will you please?
What, vilification a little?
Very nice. Wait till Gonzaga finds out about this.
Well, let's be chums, though, tonight. I'm beat that.
You're right, sure. Bing. I'm sorry. We should. It's, after all, we should have the Yuletide spirit. I want to tell you it's an honor to have you on my show.
Thank you, Bob.
You, the great Bing Crosby, the country's most magnificent voice on my poor, crummy little program.
Really. It's nothing, old man. My partner. It's a thrill for me to work with America's foremost comedian, America's finest actor.
What's wrong with Canada?
Well, the world's finest comedian, the world's finest actor. You're indeed good to have me here.
But no, this philanthropic gesture out of your bountiful goodness to pay tribute to me, a lowly punster, is merely a small symbol of your munificence.
I think we got more laughs with the insult.
Well, anyway, now it can be told, Bing, you're my favorite singer. Take Como, Sinatra, Russell, Haynes.
I'm better, huh?
No comparison. None of them are anywhere near as good as you were at their age.
Now you wait a minute, Blubberhead. It's Christmas. Well, I know you don't mean what you said. Deep down inside, you're a regular guy.
Thanks.
Just the outside that they're regular.
Now listen, Elephant Boy, I want to tell you one thing.
Christmas, remember?
Yeah, I know. I saw you and your kids out singing carols on Vine Street last night.
So what's wrong with singing carols?
Well, you should sing them right through, not stop after each chorus and put in a commercial about Philco's. And who was that other little boy?
Other little boy?
Yeah, the one who kept following your boys around while they were singing.
Oh, him. Oh, that's Petrillo's son collecting dues. Off. Now that I'm here, this is as good a time as any for my present. You have something for me, haven't you? Some little gift or something?
Well, I had something real nice for you, Bing, but Mother thought she'd wear them a little longer.
I'll only take that because there's a big favor I want to ask you. How would you like to play Santa Claus over at my house tonight, Robin?
Why, what's the matter? Can't you fit down the chimney anymore?
No, just that this year we're keeping the fire going and my kids just love baked ham.
Well, they ought to. They've been living with one for years, you know. But believe me, ears, I'll make a fine Santa Claus.
Ears.
I really will. I'll be a fine Santa Claus. I'll just tuck a pillow in the front.
Good. From the rear, you're already in character. You mean it.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's not all me. Where do you hide your Christmas presents?
Hello, Bob.
Oh, Desi, this is Bing Crosby. You've heard of him.
Oh, sure. He's the American Tito Guisar.
Yeah. Hello, Tito. Habla español?
Habla español, sí.
Dime, my amigo, el señor Hope. Es muy simpático, ¿no?
Sí, simpático, pero chico, no, el dinero.
No dinero.
No dinero. No,
wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait, something tells me I'm not getting the best of this. Play, Desi, play.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now hear from the voice of Firestone. Retreaded, Mr. Crowley.
Buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eyes on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop her that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, oh, so easy, if I can only bank on you. Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why. Now you know, keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above a hitching post, hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try, don't tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight, buttermilk sky? Don't tell me no lies. You can if you try. Oh, buttermilk sky.
Thank you.
much. That's Mr. Bing Crosby and the Meltones, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by, Bing. Now, Wendell Niles, I understand you have something very special to hustle for the sponsor tonight.
Yes, I have, Bob.
Well, let's have it, Wen.
On behalf of Lever Brothers and Pepsodent, I want to wish all our listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Isn't that fine?
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a stirring Christmas story entitled The Road to the North Pole, or Santa Claus Rides Again. We now take you to the faraway hideout of St. Nick. As we look in on this prefabricated igloo, jolly old Santa is making ready for his yearly trip.
Ho, 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 ho.
Well, you're mighty jolly this Christmas, Paul.
Jolly nothing. My red flannels tickle. Ho, ho,
ho,
ho,
ho, ho.
Going off on those trips and leaving me alone up here. Goodness, sometimes I'm sorry I saw you working in that bargain basement and married you.
Well, what makes you say that, Ma?
Well, of all the things in the May Company, I had to get the one you can't bring back and get your money back on.
Well, stop complaining, Ma. How many women can go to bed and sleep nice and warm all night under their husband's beard? Ho, ho, ho! I wonder who that can be.
Are you Santa Claus?
What do you know, Ma? It's Topsy.
Shelter. Shelter at last. Oh, I can't go on. I can't go on any further. Please. Please let me in. Please let me in.
Come on, you got one, Oscar. Don't overdo it. What can I do for you, stranger?
Well, tonight, Santa, I want you to stop to the veterans' hospital at Sawtell and bring something special for the boys.
Uh-huh.
Something they've been waiting for all year.
Oh, their pension checks, huh? Well, they'll get them. That Crosby fella's bringing them on a horse. I don't know, son. Tell me, have they been good boys at Sawtell?
Don't be too hard on them, Santa. They can't help it.
What do you mean?
Well, you should see those nurses.
Pretty nurses, huh?
Yeah.
Hang on, here we go! Up Dancer, up Prancer, up Dunder and Blitzen, up Fortescue.
Fortescue, what's he doing in there?
He's the CIO organizer. Get up! Isn't it wonderful up here? Look down at that earth below us there, son. This is a night of brotherly love. Everybody's friends. See that house all lighted up? That's George Raff's place. He's giving a big party for attorneys tonight. Aren't they merry?
And just look down there through that window over there. John L. Lewis is in the basement of the White House. He's shoveling coal in the furnace.
Oh, boy. You see that there?
What's that there?
That's the peace conference. That guy is Molotov walking back in. And a little further on, I'll even show you an audience applauding blue skies right down there.
Taking joy off. You mean to tell me everyone is friendly tonight? What about Harry Cohn and Charlie Veeder?
Oh, everything is fine with them now. They're not talking.
Oh.
All right. Pull over. Pull over there. Pull over to the side of the cloud.
Pull over there.
But, officer...
Pull over, you just passed a red star. Let's see your driver's license.
Why, I'm old St. Nick. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, sir, good old St. Nick. Ha, 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 ha.
And drunk, too.
Yeah. I'm not drunk, officer. Now, just what's the charge?
Speeding and driving drunken horses.
Just a minute. Those aren't drunken horses.
Oh, no? Then what are they doing going around stealing hat racks? All right, don't give me that double talk. I'm on duty up here.
You're on duty, but we're 10,000 feet above the ground. What duty?
Rose Bowl traffic, top layer.
Why, this is ridiculous. How does your motorcycle stay up in the air?
Firestone balloon tires.
And how do you stay up here?
O'Sullivan balloon heels. Sorry, boys, I'll have to arrest you.
But, officer, I'm trying to tell you, I'm Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Ah, yes, I know your sister well.
My sister?
Yes, Santa Monica.
Officer!
Santa Monica.
Officer, you surprise me.
No, you surprise me. I got the hiccups.
Yeah. How'd you get the hiccups?
Just had a Tom and Jerry. That was Tom.
Listen, officer.
Who's that?
That was Jerry.
Listen, officer. What was that?
Relatives. Well, I'll have to give you two boys a ticket.
Looks like we're in a jam, Santa.
Yeah, and I know this officer can't be bribed.
Who says so?
Well, we can't waste any more time with you, officer. I got to go all over the world tonight. Get up!
Stop! Stop, or I'll shoot!
You'll never stop us with that cologne. It's only a water pistol.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I wasn't a California cop.
There's the Sawtell Hospital over there. Head in for a landing.
Are you sure it's the Sawtell Hospital?
Yeah, the buildings spell out no gambling.
Hang on, we're going down.
Okay, Santa, we're heading right down the chimney. Well, they were going to remodel this wing anyway.
Here's the bottom of the chimney. I'll walk out through the fireplace. Hi, everybody. Here I am. Come on.
Well, well. Let me welcome you to Sawtell Hospital, Santa Claus. I'm Dr. Hubbard.
Dr. Hubbard, huh?
Yes, I'm the head of the hospital. Here, shake hands.
Well, hiya, Dr. Hubbard. Put it there. Ouch! Ouch, my arm!
Well, what's the matter?
What a sneaky way to give a man a hypodermic.
Sincerely, old man, your silent night has always put an arm around my heart and given it a big hug.
Well, Bob, I only wish that I could have come to Sawtell Hospital tonight and sung Silent Night in an empty theater. That would have meant that these 6,000 wounded veterans had gone home for Christmas.
And cut us out of a studio audience?
Oh, they wouldn't dare play a trick like that.
Seriously, Bing, it's Christmas Eve. What a night. Miles of homes lit up like an endless store window.
Living room is chock full of pine needles and presents.
Doorbells ringing and folks barging in with greetings.
Telephones ringing and loved ones calling from across the miles.
Radios turned down soft for the Christmas carols.
Mother humming away in the kitchen while she stuffs the turkey. It's not exactly the perfect night for a veteran to spend in a hospital.
What night is? Bing, if you could ask Santa for anything, what would it be?
If the fellows here at Sawtell and in all of Uncle Sam's hospitals could have their health back. How about you, Robert?
Well, when old Santa visits the mothers and wives and children of the fellows who didn't come back, I'd like to ask him to fill every stocking so full of Christmas cheer that there's enough left over to fill the empty place in every heart. Good night. Merry Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Bing Crosby has been Bob's guest on the show before. In fact, just a few episodes. I believe this is the third time that we have had an episode with Bing Crosby as the guest. If you want to go back and hear the original mini biography that I did of Bing, you can look in the archives back in July 31st, 2019 and listen to the end of that podcast. Or you can just Google Bing Crosby. There's a wealth of information out there about Bing, one of the greatest singers of the 20th century. Now, you heard Bob Hope mention Gonzaga University when Bing used a big word on the episode. Well, Bing grew up in Spokane, Washington. He was born in Tacoma, Washington, but grew up in Spokane, which is on the eastern side of the state, and he attended Gonzaga University in the early 1920s. Now, he never graduated, but he did attend for 3 years, and Gonzaga gave him an honorary doctorate in 1937. In fact, the house where Bing grew up is now on the campus of Gonzaga University, and it functions today as a museum, housing over 200 artifacts from Bing's life and career, including his Oscar that he won. And of course, that was mentioned today. Bob had to get a dig into Bing about his Oscar that he won for Best Actor in Going My Way. Well, also today, you heard Doris Day. This will not be the last time, just as with Bing, this will not be the last time that you will hear Doris Day on the Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Just the first of many, many times that she will be on. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com. You can click on the Become a Patron button on the right-hand side of the screen to support our show on an ongoing basis, or you can click on the Donate button, also on the right-hand side of the screen, and donate just a single time through PayPal. However you support our show, we greatly appreciate it. Until we meet again, in the words of Sherlock Holmes creator Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, I consider that a man's brain, originally, is like a little empty attic. You have to stock it with such furniture as you choose.